19. First of all is righteous love. If we truly have righteous love, you know, the scripture says, behold how they love one another. This is the love of God, that you keep His commandments. His commandments are not grievous. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. But what are we to love? We're to love God and love one another. Those are the two great commandments. But love of God is consistent with His word and His will and His ways, not with the world's ways. That's where the deception comes in. Righteous love. Second, a pure heart. If we will keep a pure heart, we will not be deceived. But it's hard to keep a pure heart in this day and age because there are so many things that are mitigating against it. To call us away, to deceive, to frustrate, to cause us to compromise and so on for earthly agendas. Keep a pure heart. Third, a good conscience. Keep a good conscience. Because Paul said to Timothy that those who allow their conscience to be stripped, to be impaired, are the ones that end up in shipwreck. Have a good conscience toward God and men. Fourth, a faith unfeigned. Not a pretense. Our young people don't want pretense anymore. They want the real deal. Let's show them the real deal. Stop playing religious games. Righteous living. We've got to show that our life is consistent with our creed. Otherwise, our creed is not credible. Warring the good warfare. This is not a lollygagging kind of a pursuit to follow Christ in this day and age. No, it's going to take something out of you. You're going to have to give something to it. In fact, you're going to have to pick up your cross every single day and be willing to take persecution and rejection for the name of Christ. And finally, holding faith in a good conscience. Hold your faith in a good conscience. 7 points. As Paul finished up that passage, he said, This charge I commit unto you. And friend, that's the charge I commit to you today. In the context of this overarching look at the body of Christ and looking toward the next 10 years. Thanks for joining us. I want to urge you to get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints. If you haven't gotten it, you need to get it. How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Just call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And can I urge you to become a partner? Don't wait for the other guy to do it. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. You've been listening to
Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
They're obviously still a movement, a work in progress type of thing. But what they have begun to react to is what they perceive to be trampling on a whole series of rights that they enjoy here in the country. And it's been the left that's been screaming about rights ever since the Flower Child Revolution of the 60s. So you'd think they'd climb right on board with this. But instead now they are literally just incensed by it. And I've noticed, by the way, that they're not responding to the concerns of the right. They've almost created their own narrative, we would call it a straw man, and then keep attacking.
So beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday. And so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you know, one of the problems with telling a lie is that you've got to keep remembering what you said before so you can maintain that lie. But when you have literally thousands of people involved in the media today, and they all must maintain the lie, once in a while somebody will slip up and the truth comes out. And there's been some reports recently that there are deleterious effects of the mercury, which is in vaccines. And specifically, I don't know how many of you know, but back in 1999, why the American Academy of Pediatrics and why one of the government agencies decided to take the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, because, of course, we'd had an explosion of autism after they started giving multiple vaccines back in 1980. And the incidence of autism in children had gone from about, maybe 2 in 10,000 down to 1 in 160. And since then, it's fallen to about 1 in between 95 and 100 children, and down as 1 in 66 boys. I mean, this is a terrible disease. It just, it destroys the life of the child. It destroys the life of the family. And these children will never be the same again. And so basically, as we see this thing unfolding, why, we try to figure out what can be done to try to rescue these children, to salvage them. But once the horse is out of the barn, you can't get the horse back in again. You can't even catch the horse. So basically the question is, why do we have this epidemic of autism? There are all sorts of excuses put out. Oh, we're just recognizing it now. We never recognized these autistic children before. Or we have better reporting. Or it's some unknown cause. But we know it's not the vaccines. Oh, no, there's no way it's the vaccines. Why don't you do studies and compare vaccinated and unvaccinated children? Oh, that would be immoral. I mean, vaccine, we have to have vaccines. We couldn't endanger the child's life by not giving the vaccines. Well, they do have the studies. They've been done a long time ago on many instances of children who've been vaccinated with vaccines containing mercury, and those that did not contain mercury, and those were done by the Kaiser Permanente Health Service. And they had a database back at the Centers for Disease Control, and of course, my good friend Mark and David Geyer, his son, wanted to get into that database and find out what the truth was. I mean, was there a difference between children vaccinated with vaccines that contained mercury and those that didn't contain mercury? But the CDC, privacy, we can't, Kaiser, we don't want to hurt Kaiser's feelings. They had all the excuses. Finally, they were under so much pressure from members of Congress, they had to let Mark and David in, but they wouldn't tell them what the program was. In other words, if you don't know the program, how can you interpret what's on the computer? But they were able to get some woman there, probably lost her job. Or maybe, who knows what she lost, but she did. She disappeared after she helped them, but they got onto the computer, and they found the difference between the autism and other neurological difficulties between those vaccinated with mercury and those not vaccinated with mercury 27 times, not 27%, 27 times. And what did the CDC do? They immediately destroyed the database so nobody else could ever find it. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we're simply talking about the problem of vaccination, and we can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. But certainly there are all sorts of scientific studies showing the toxicity of mercury, and they know what it's doing. That is what's so incredible about this whole issue. They know it's toxic. In fact, it was when I first went into medical practice, why we used to have methylated mercurochrome. You may remember it when you were young. This is what you put on somebody who had a scratch, and you put it on the skin so it wouldn't get infected, because, of course, the mercury would kill the bacteria. But then, of course, oh, it must have been after I'd been in practice 5 or 10 years. Why, suddenly there was no more methylate or mercurochrome. And I asked, why? Well, it had been outlawed. The Federal Drug Administration had found that it was toxic, and the children absorbed the mercury through the skin, the mercury that was in methylate. In fact, it was basically the same thing that they, thimerosal, it was the same product they put in the vaccines. So, of course, I didn't think too much of that until I began studying the vaccine issues. And then, of course, it became very obvious that why vaccines are too toxic to put on the skin. We couldn't do that. But it's perfectly all right to inject the mercury, the same exact identical product, into the human body. And people say, oh, well, they get a lot more through methylate on the skin. No, they don't. Basically, they're getting a toxic dose, especially when this is given to a small child, and they know what they're doing. And they can make the vaccines without mercury, and yet they absolutely refuse to do it. And you have to ask yourself, why? Well, about in 1999, of course, they decided to take the mercury out of the childhood vaccines here in the United States, but they were going to leave mercury in the childhood vaccines that would be given in third world countries. And the justification was, well, it'll prevent contamination. After all, they don't have the facilities for sterilization here in third world countries we have here. So we'll take it out of the vials used in the United States, the multiple dose vials, but we'll leave it into the vaccines that are given the little black children and little brown children throughout the world, because we're so concerned about those little brown children and those little black children, and we want to protect them. We want to protect their health. We want them to grow up and be healthy citizens, and so we're going to leave the mercury in and give them free vaccines. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we were just talking about a recent report that appeared in the media that said that there is a relationship between the mercury and vaccines and, of course, autism and learning disabilities and so many of the other conditions we associate with vaccinations. And immediately this has been totally attacked and vilified. How terrible it is to say there's anything wrong with vaccines. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Bill Gates said that we want a vaccine program to be used throughout the world so we can control population. Now, of course, the reason he later on explained what it meant, since people are going to have, their children are going to grow up, they're not going to die of diseases, why then women won't want to have so many children. And I don't believe that's the reason at all. Bill Gates is a very, very smart man. He believes in population control, and he doesn't actually think that the women in third world countries are going to stop having children because now their children are going to die of childhood diseases. He understands the epigenetics. I'm sure that he or some of his advisors understand epigenetics. And the mercury in the vaccines switches off the little genes. Every gene is a switch, and you turn it on and it produces proteins. You turn it off, it doesn't produce the proteins. And you either turn this gene off or on with mercury, and it means that your fertility rate is going to fall and fall dramatically. And if you have any children, why, of course, your children are going to have difficulty having children. And by the third, you get to the time of the third generation, there won't be any children at all. And this is just go from generation to generation. It's known as epigenetics, and that's what mercury does. And that's why we're vaccinating all those little black and brown children throughout the world, not because we love them, but because we want to make them sterile. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'll go to Herman calling us from, Herman calling us. Hi, Herman, how you doing?
Very good. On the way over here tonight on KCBS, there was a mainline story about Britain, the autism study that had been done in Britain that showed a link with the mercury vaccines. And they were shouting that it was all a lie, that somebody falsified the evidence and came up with that conclusion, and that there is no problem with the vaccines.
Well, of course, there is a problem with the vaccine. They know what they're doing, but they cannot let the people of Great Britain or the people of the United States know that they're intentionally poisoning our children. They're destroying their minds, their fertility, and their health. Could you imagine how the parents would feel if they realized the government and doctors had lied to them? Would you ever trust your doctor again if your doctor insisted you take a vaccine and it destroyed your child, or they developed cancer, or they ended up with Guillain-Barré or permanently incapacitated? And this has happened to so many people in America.
You know, I've noticed, Doctor, sometimes I've been in Home Depot or another store, and I see a father with a son that has autism. Now, I never used to see that before. I mean, I thought back, you know, I'm 58, and I thought back 20, 30 years ago, and I just never, ever saw it. And now I see it on a regular basis. So I ask your listeners, look around you. See what's really happening among your family and friends. And then ask yourself, are we being lied to? Today I watched the passing of the power from Nancy Pelosi over to Mr. Boehner, and here she was smiling and saying, oh, what a wonderful, how she loves America and so forth. And I'm thinking, you know, what does this smile remind me of? You know, maybe of Lucifer, who would be smiling at us while he's doing us in. I mean, it just makes me sick to see the deficits and the wars and all the other things that are taking this country down. And all the while, you know, Congress is sitting there supported by the lobbyists. You know, we, as you so often say, folks, we have the absolute best politicians that money, our God, money can buy.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Herman.
I agree, Doctor,
with everything you said. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But you're going to probably hear a little bit more now, condemning anybody who says there's a relationship between the mercury and the vaccines, and certainly the devastating effects that we're seeing. One in 66 boys today now is autistic, and their lives are destroyed. Now, you have to understand that after the FDA and the CDC got together and they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines given here in the United States, of course, leaving it in the vaccines were to be given in third world countries because we wanted to kill off their population, but not here in the United States. Remember when I talk about killing off, I'm talking about intergenerational, because it's epigenetics, that it is the changing of the genetic structure caused by the mercury toxicity that actually produces infertility, not only in this generation, but in generations yet unborn, second and third generations. But basically, of course, they know this sort of thing. We have an excellent DVD. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. It's available. You can see it for nothing on our webpage. If you'd like to buy it, it's available from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. And if you get it through us, you get a free CD-ROM that has literally several thousand pages of scientific data readily available to the people in government who want to destroy our children. Now, the average person in government is a good person. It is just the wicked people who are appointed to key positions who, of course, are covering up the truth. And, of course, anybody who tries to bring out the truth will, of course, lose their job or perhaps worse. I don't know if you noticed one of the government employees had worked in a civil administration. They found in the dumpster here yesterday that had there his body decomposing, and then they had somebody had actually thrown a smoke bomb into his home. But they said they didn't want to say there was any association between the murder of a high government official and somebody attacking his home. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and of course, we'd love to hear from you and talk about what you'd like to talk about. We have John calling from Indiana. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you, have you come across this story about the cancer being a fungus and this Dr. Sammartini who's made a video about it?
Oh, I've heard a lot of these stories, and I really don't believe it. I mean, basically, I believe that cancer is caused by many things, but it involves genetic damage. And, of course, once you damage this, and certainly if you don't have a proper immune response, why, you'll develop cancer. If you have good immunity, your body is creating cancer cells all the time. And your immune system is taking care of them, and that's why vitamin D and certainly a proper diet of fruits and vegetables are so important. But vitamin D is one of the most important things in that, and taking resveratrol compounds will tend to actually mobilize your immune system so it will actually take care of the cancers. But, of course, this information is suppressed here in the United States. The last thing they want is for the American people to know of the treatments for cancer. Think what it would do to the cancer industry. Think of all the drug detail men and women would be out of positions. Think of the billions, tens, hundreds of billions of dollars the pharmaceutical industry would lose. But then, of course, all the lives would be saved. And aren't there too many people in the world? So I believe there's a lot of misinformation. I do not believe that cancer is produced by a fungus.
Well, anyway, he has a lot of these like bronchoscopes or things that look into the colon, and he shows the tumor. And then he washes it with sodium bicarbonate, and it kills it off after a while. He claims he can cure a breast cancer with 5 injections of his sodium bicarbonate, 99%.
Well, I really couldn't comment it. If he has the control studies, if you could get them, I would love to get them. Why don't you get them, you'll be glad to send it to me. My address, Post Office Box 969 in SoCal, California, 95073, or I can put you through to our producer. He'll take your give you the exact address, and I would love to see the material. But we know, for instance, there's a gentleman. He's a minister. He has the Hallelujah diet, and his mother had died of CA of the colon. So when he got his, he wasn't going to go the regular route. And he actually, of course, went on to a fruit and vegetable diet. He cured his own cancer, and of course, he's cured many people. The people do that. I think it's Garrison. Diet, I probably not pronounced that right, but he's down in Mexico, Lorraine Day. All of these things, of course, you change the diet, and people get over their cancer because you mobilize the immune system to take care of it. But I would be interested in seeing what he has.
Yeah, I'll send you a copy.
All right. Hey, thanks very much, John. Anything else?
That'll do it.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Tim calling from Illinois, and once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but cancer has many causes. Smoking produces cancer, not simply of the lung, but of the esophagus, of the mouth, of the pancreas, of the breast. I mean, multiple types of cancer are related to the toxicity of the carbon of the smoke, and the material in the smoke is what actually produces the cancer. It's carcinogenic. Now, that isn't certainly a fungus. It's related to the fact that you damage the DNA, and certainly you can do this with radiation. You can do this with chemotherapy. Chemotherapy you give to people to actually control cancer actually produces cancer. But, of course, you're not going to be told that. But, of course, cancer is an industry. There are effective treatments for cancer that are being effectively repressed here in the United States. Why? Well, because there are too many people in America. And if you doubt that, we have a wonderful transcript recording a talk given back in 1969 where Dr. Richard Day, who is the medical director of Planned Parenthood, said it openly. Why? Of course, we have treatments for cancer. We're going to keep them locked up at the Rockefeller Foundation. Aren't there too many people in the world? They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. How could anybody be that crass and indifferent? Why, he was a member of the elite. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.
Yes, sir. We have to be strong.
Is this Tim or Tom?
This is Tim.
Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, all we need to do is just one word, impeach.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
And Tim was calling from Illinois. He was asking about a new California law where, of course, the police can seize your cell phone and go through that and look at your text messages and other things. And I was pointing out that it was not a law. It was a judicial decision. The people were appealing a conviction based upon the information police got from somebody's cell phone without a warrant. They simply stopped them for some reason or other. They took their cell phone. They went through it, and something on the text messages, something there incriminated them. And, of course, the people said, look, you didn't have the right to do that. And of course, the judge said, sure you do. I mean, after all, the police have the right to do whatever they need to actually, ensure, that the guilty are convicted. And probably this person was guilty. But the precept is wrong. And basically, we have to protect ourselves from excesses of the police because many times, certainly the police have to enforce the law. But police can abuse, Sydney, evidence. I mean, they can lie. They're just like anybody else. And you go in the background of the O.J. Simpson trial. There is no question. Anybody who ever saw that trial and studied it know that they framed O.J. Simpson. And the police got away with it. Now, this is the discussion is they may have framed a guilty man, but they framed him. They actually took samples of his blood, and they put it all over, and they put it in his car, and they made one mistake, and they had a pair of socks, and so they poured it on the pair of socks, and it soaked through the top bottom of one pair of socks and the top and bottom of the other pair of socks. And see, they say, well, that's Nicole Simpson's blood there, you know. On O.J. socks, but you don't get it going from the one side of the sock to the other on both. I forgot whether it's one or both socks. They framed O.J. Simpson. You never heard about that. Time Magazine, Sydney, they wanted O.J. convicted. They put his picture on the front page of Time Magazine, and you can still go back and get the old Time Magazines for that period. You'll find they made him very black. Why? He was very light skinned black man. Because this was all about creating racial hatred. And to this very day, most black people think that O.J. was framed, and I do too. They think he was innocent and he was convicted. They indicted him because he was black. But that wasn't the reason they did it. They wanted to create racial animosity, and they sure did. Most people are sure, white people are sure he's guilty, black people are sure he's not, and sometime I'll tell you the true story of O.J. Simpson. But that's for another evening. But I agree with you. I share your concern about what's going on. We're not getting the truth through the media.
All right, sir. Talk to you soon.
God bless you. Thanks very much for calling. And let's go to, we have Susan calling, and again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about, because it's open line. And we have Susan calling from the Freedom Forum. Now, the Freedom Forum is sort of like a local Tea Party group here in the People's Republic of Santa Cruz. But Susan and some of her friends are trying to change things. Susan, did you want to make an announcement about a meeting?
Yes, thanks, Dr. Stan. We have our monthly event coming up on January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Live Oak Grange. That's at 1900 17th Avenue in Santa Cruz. And the topic is going to be, Are You Free to Travel? And it's going to be about the TSA screenings and if these invasive scanning and groping programs actually keep us safe. And it's going to be at the time where people can make local announcements, hear local announcements, and meet people, because there really isn't any substitute for people meeting face-to-face.
All right, fine. Once again, when is the meeting, and give the address one more time.
Okay, it's 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 19th, the Live Oak Grange.
All right, fine. And do you have a telephone number you'd like to put out?
They can find us on the web if they search Santa Cruz Freedom Forum, and I'll come up and see our event posted.
Santa Cruz Freedom Forum, and
right.
That's at the 19th of January. It's at the Grange on 17th
that's
Avenue.
That's right. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. Thanks
right.
Very
bye-bye.
Much. Bye-bye. And certainly, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But what these folks are doing, and they've been doing this for several years, is they're trying to get candidates. And they ran candidates this time, and I don't think any of them won. But this is what you need to do, and you need to start organizing your community yesterday. And you need to start finding people who run for political office, try to get them exposure. They're not going to get any help at all from the local media, and chances are they'll get the conspiracy of silence. If they're not conspiracy of silence, they'll be attacked by the media, because most places across America, of course, the media is controlled by those who want to maintain the unjust establishment.
As we raise our voices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the and our open line, so give us a call if you have a question or a comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I wanted to let you know we do have a Twitter site. My son has put it up. And, of course, it's Radio Liberty USA. Radio Liberty USA, and there's a button at the bottom of our RadioLiberty.com. If you go to RadioLiberty.com, there's a button there, and you can certainly see that. And www.RadioLiberty.com, the bottom of the page, there's a button to take you to it, or a Twitter site. So if you'd like to go there and get information about what Radio Liberty is doing, why, we'd love to have you go. We need to take advantage of all of these other outlets because basically, of course, most of the commentators are not going to tell you what's really going on today. They will not tell you there's an organized, orchestrated, intentional effort to destroy our economy. That is what the establishment wants to do. And we know because we read what the establishment people, the Brotherhood of Darkness, call it what you will, what they're talking about, and they're talking about how they're going to lower our living standards and bring austerity to our people. And of course, those concepts are expressed repeatedly in a recent issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. Foreign affairs is the key. This is what where the elite meet, and they tell their other members of the elite what they're up to. And Council on Foreign Relations publishes Foreign Affairs. I've been reading it for 48 years. And in the November-December 2010 issue, an article by Richard Haass, president of the CFR, a former member of the Trilateral Commission, former head of the Department of Public Policy Planning for the State Department, and certainly and then, of course, Roger Altman, and they just tell you in this article that there's no alternative other than to lower the living standards in America, to bring austerity. They don't say it once. They said it. They use the term lower living standards about six times. And, you know, you don't have to be very smart about the sixth time you say, hey, maybe they're planning on lowering our living standards. And that's exactly what they want to do. They want to shift all manufacturing out of America to China and to India and Malaysia because they want to raise the living standards there as they lower the living standards here. So you need, of course, to get people listening to our programs. We'll explain to you why they want to poison children in the third world countries. It's all about population control. They want to reduce the population down to one billion or maybe even to 500 million, as is described in the Georgia Guidestones. David Foreman wants to get the world population down to about 100 million. And he feels the world would be a lot better with far fewer people in it. But he's not willing, of course, to volunteer to be among the first. Well, let's go. We have Frank calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hi, Cheyenne. How you doing? Frank, how you doing?
Well, Happy New Year, Dr. Stan.
And do you listen to our program there in the morning there on the American Freedom Network?
On KHNC, you bet. I catch the repeat on there, and I listen to you on shortwave in the evening.
Oh, great.
And thanks so much for the programs the last couple of days on the smart meters.
Oh, we're going to have a great one this next hour, but I thought the one this afternoon was excellent. The one last night was great as well.
Yeah, I caught part of the one with Ellen Cecil this afternoon
right.
On another frequency. But we're fighting that battle here in Cheyenne. I tried to get everybody rallied to the cause 6 months ago, and nobody seemed to take it seriously. And there were a good dozen of us that refused it. I locked my meter when I went out of town for Christmas vacation. They trespassed. They cut the lock off my meter. They stole my meter and put a smart meter in. My friend Eric Miller, who's married to a gal that survived Nazi Germany, as soon as he left the house, they came in with a sheriff's deputy, threatened to arrest her, and intimidated her until the point she allowed them to put a smart meter in. We've been on local radio and TV the last couple of days, last week actually, about this, and I'm trying to blow the whistle as loud as I can on the smart meters.
Well, you know, I think it may very well be. You ought to talk to this Dolores, Deborah Traveras we had last night, because basically they're suggesting that people simply take them to small claims court.
Yeah.
And basically they have a few hundred thousand cases they're going to have lawyers for. But if nothing else, what this will do is dramatize this, and there is evidence that there is physical harm that predisposes the DNA damage and cancer, and they don't have the right to do this and bring out it is part of a worldwide conspiracy. It is a worldwide program that they're putting in, and of course they're not telling you what this is really all about. It's all about raising the cost of electricity so they can lower our living standards. That's what is the common denominator. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know.
And it's all hidden in plain sight on the United Nations website, Dr. Stan.
Right.
I mean, this is, you know, and I try to call off the radio and talk about it. People say I'm a tinfoil hat guy.
That's all right. You keep right on doing it. One of these days that they'll all be wearing tinfoil hats, especially if they're one of these people who's very, very sensitive to this.
For sure. Well, you keep up the good work, Dr. Stan. Thanks so much. God bless you.
And the next hour is not going to be, I guess it's going to be on Agenda 21. Won't be so much on smart meters, but it's all part of the same thing. Smart meters are part of the Agenda 21, the secret agenda for the 21st century.
What frequency will that be on?
I'm sorry. Could you have access to the Internet?
Oh, I do.
All right, fine. It's at RadioLiberty.com where you can listen to us 9 hours a day. Anyway,
okay.
God bless, and thanks very much, Frank.
Take care.
Okay,
bye.
This is John. Let's go to John calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. Stan. This is a little change of subject. I would like to get your take on what you, if you think there's a connection between psychiatry and the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly, I've known a lot of psychiatrists who are just nice people trying to do a good job. But, of course, basically, The Brotherhood of Darkness has used psychiatry. You can go into the background of some of the CIA mind control experiments. And there was a head of the American College of Psychiatry. He was a Canadian. And he actually was working for our government. He was destroying people's minds. The case came out of a woman he'd put in the hospital, had a mild depression. And he gave her, I don't know, 150 shock treatments to see if he could destroy her mind. And when she came out of the hospital, she went in mildly depressed. She came out, she didn't even know her name. She didn't even recognize her husband. And it was one of a myriad of experiments that were done under the auspices of our government, learning how to use psychiatry to control people's reality. And of course, certainly we know that many of the psychiatrists, people like Jolly West, CIA psychiatrist, were actually involved with, of course, creating Manchurian candidates. Jolly West was a frequent visitor down to see Timothy McVeigh at the prison there. Timothy McVeigh didn't want to see him, but of course Jolly West was down there. Of course, shortly after Timothy McVeigh left prison, we don't know he was killed. Nobody will tell us where his body is buried. Why won't they tell us where his body is buried? Oh, we couldn't let people know where his body is buried. And of course, as he told his cellmate, I will never get out of here until I, of course, am executed. And, of course, the one woman who witnessed this, and I've heard her what she said on a radio program, I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead. And there was a fellow named Bill Cooper who kept playing that tape over and over again, as this woman said, I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead, talking about Timothy McVeigh. And of course, then the SWAT team came out and killed Bill Cooper, William Cooper. So this sort of thing goes on, but certainly the psychiatrists have been used by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, there are good psychiatrists, but there are unfortunately very evil ones. The heads of the organizations have been taken over. And what used to be considered an emotional problem, homosexuality, is now completely normal. In fact, anybody who doesn't go along with the homosexual agenda, there's something wrong with them psychologically. And what we're doing is destroying these poor young people, men and women. We're never telling the women, 1 in 3 lesbians will get breast cancer. We're never telling the homosexuals they're going to die 20 years younger than they should, because this is not a healthy lifestyle. And yet the American Academy of Psychology and of Psychology have both said there's nothing wrong with homosexuality. They've simply been taken over, and they're using those diagnoses for ulterior purposes. And of course, they have certainly used our psychiatric hospitals where to put the political prisoners. There was a man named Ezra Pound, who was an enemy of Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the Second World War. And when he was brought back, he lived in Italy all during the war and spoken in support of Mussolini during the Second World War. He was brought back and he said, I want to be tried. You want to put me in prison? Go ahead. But I want a trial, and they wouldn't try him because he would have brought out the fact that FDR, failed this whole attack on Pearl Harbor, knew it was coming, and certainly have left those boys there to die. So they put Ezra Pound into a psychiatric hospital, and they kept him there for many years trying to drive him insane. These things happen, and they happen in America. That's the story of Ezra Pound, as told by Eustace Mullins, who was actually picked by Ezra Pound to pick up the story and try to tell the people about the monetary system, the fraudulent Federal Reserve System, which has brought us to the tragic situation where we are today. So, in answer to your question, the Brotherhood of Darkness uses psychiatry.
And now what about this idea where just about every possible disorder, everything from if you tend to pick your nose, or if you know anything becomes a mental disorder, whereby they can give you psychiatric treatment. And then when the TARP bill, then what they did is they created mental health parity, and in these mental health facilities, basically treating a patient primarily with drugs until the insurance runs out. But now with the new health care bill, this could be a real situation, especially with anybody that seems to not agree with the government. They could have government disagreement disorder.
You're absolutely right. But basically, of course, most of these psychiatric drugs do as much harm as they do good. Basically, what's the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox? You know what it is? It's fluoride. It's the same thing they're putting into your drinking water. And basically, of course, if you look at the long-term studies on Prozac, they're really not much better than placebo, except many times it creates both suicidal and homicidal tendencies. Now, it's an excellent placebo, and certainly a lot of the people who take it think they're going to get better, and they do get better, but it's a placebo effect. And if you look at the studies and compare the placebo to the effect of the Prozac, there's almost no difference at all. And there have been large studies done this, but they can't let the American people realize that this is a scam. And there's so many of these drugs that they give actually are harmful, and certainly they create both homicidal and suicidal tendencies because they raise the level of serotonin. And that isn't necessarily going to cure your depression, but it, boy, is sure going to set you with some weird ideas in your mind. So we got a real problem with psychiatry and with many of the psychiatric drugs. And basically, of course, we have a wonderful DVD put out by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's called Nutrition and Behavior. And you can take take schizophrenics and you can put them on a veg-and diet and their schizophrenia will go away. You put them, take them off the veg-and diet, their schizophrenia comes back. Put them on the veg-and diet, their schizophrenia goes away again. They've done the same thing with criminals, the people who are in prisons where they put them on the vegetable diet, no meat, and other toxic substances, and these people lose their criminal tendencies, and then put them back on the regular diet, they become violent again. They know what they're doing, so why don't they use the veg-and diets in our prisons? Why, we wouldn't have so many prisoners. You say that's a crazy talk. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a world that's gone mad. There's only a few of us who are sane, and an awful lot of people think we're crazy. But certainly Dr. Day has talked about that. Dr. Blaylock has talked about the prison studies. So basically, there's a definite relationship between what we eat and how our mind works. We are what we eat. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, that's just about it. I'm just concerned about the fact that here are these kids, like today you hear in the news about the kid that shot up the principal and vice principal, and just about every case that they've had on this type of stuff, these kids are on psychiatric drugs, and there are, like you just described with what Dr. Blaylock has done, and I've heard of other programs whereby you get this kid cleansed and put him on a healthy diet, and this goes away. And I was listening to another program one time, and this guy was a specialist, he was an epidemiologist, and he would go in and he could detect where there was dirty electricity, and he would go in and then put these filters on the different outlets and what have you and clean that up, and lo and behold, the kids' behaviors in the classroom just calm right down and what have you.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. In fact,
you run into the vested interests of the that establishment.
Let me tell you one of the most evil things that's going on today, and that is the use of hydrofluorosilicic acid to fluoridate the communities across America. 68% of our communities are fluoridated, and 90% of those use hydrofluorosilicic acid. And, of course, this is an acid substance, fluoridated acid, and it pulls the lead out of the bronze pipe fixtures, out of the solder, if it has old solder. And so they know that in the communities where they use this in the water, hydrofluorosilicic acid, that the level of lead in the blood of children goes up, doubles in white children, it goes up four times in Hispanic children, and six times in black children. Now, why is that important? Because lead produces lead encephalopathies. There's no safe dose of lead. And they have been able to measure this. 450,000 children were tested by the CDC, so they'd know how much harm they were doing. And then there's Dr. Roger Masters, and we have his material. It's available through Radio Liberty, or we have my interviews with him. He's a sociologist. He's not into chemistry, but he found out that in the communities where they fluoridated the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, why you had massively more criminal activity on the part of the blacks, and they were off in prison. This is one reason why in America today, one of every three young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. It's all because of, course, the effect on the mind. Anything else you want to say before I let you go?
That's it. You're doing a great job, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
God bless. And let's go to Dwayne is calling from Washington. Hi, Dwayne. Thanks for hanging on. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir, Dr. Stan. Thank you for the call, and I appreciate the program very much. One of the things I wanted to say was what last caller was talking about. I personally was, a science experiment when it came to the psychological investigation, things like that, when I was a kid growing up. And
so was Ted Kaczynski. Remember the Unabomber? Ted Kaczynski,
yeah.
He was the victim of a CIA mind control experiment at Harvard. There's a whole book we used to carry on Ted Kaczynski, and there's not one person in 1,000 in America who knows that the Unabomber was, of course, victimized by a CIA mind control experiment that removed all of his sense of morality, and then he started killing. Duane, go right ahead.
I just want to say, today, I stand against pharmaceutical drugs on children because I'm older now. I'm almost 30.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
County Board of Supervisors, school board, things of that sort. Any other question before we let you go, Duane?
And the other thing is I do definitely appreciate the program, and I just want to know, one is, how can we support your program to where you can continue to get the truth out and continue to educate people on what's really going on? Because I'd like to support your program.
Well, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to the newspaper if you're in a position to donate. We'd appreciate it. And if you're not, then please pray for Radio Liberty. for our provision and protection. And I'm going to have to let you go because we're at the end of the program, and I got to get a little business done. But God bless them. Thanks very much, Dwayne. And see if you can contact some of the people there through ACN, some of the people who are involved in trying to make a difference there in the Spokane area. Okay?
God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I do need to just let you know that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And we have about 60 outlets across America every single week where people are going to hear the truth that they're not going to hear elsewhere. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And because we stress the importance of understanding history, understanding the past. I mean, if you want to understand, for instance, how Brotherhood of Darkness, and if you haven't read my book, you need to get it, Brotherhood of Darkness, but how the Brotherhood of Darkness financed Adolf Hitler and encouraged Adolf Hitler at every turn, we have the book Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Professor Quigley, the leading historian of the last century, Bill Clinton's mentor, taught at Princeton and Harvard before he went to Georgetown. And in his book, he tells how the Clive Dinsett, part of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created, was actually encouraging Adolf Hitler to take the Alsace-Lorraine, to take Austria, to take the Sudetenland in 1938. They were encouraging him, and that's, of course, why Rudolf Hess flew to Scotland during the Second World War. He wanted to contact this group. They called themselves Clive Dinsett, the Round Table Group, because he thought they were favorable to Hitler, and they could negotiate a peace so they could join together to attack the communists, not realizing, of course, that the establishment was funding both Adolf Hitler and the communists. And, of course, basically, we have three books on the funding of Adolf Hitler, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, tells about the 100 American corporations over there, or building the weapons for Adolf Hitler during the Second World War, during the time our boys were, wading through the water at Normandy, and building the trucks and the planes and the tanks that were used to kill American soldiers. And, of course, the companies made a lot of money, and, of course, the men who, Americans who ran the companies, were arrested at the end of the Second World War and put in a camp and then very quickly released to get back to America, and the information has been suppressed. The third book is Charles Higham's Trading with the Enemy, and of course goes into the background of the Standard Oil tankers providing the diesel fuel for the submarines that were shipping, torpedoing American troop ships. But we can't let the American people know. You might begin wondering why we're building up communist China today, why we are funding the Pakistani military that's funding the Pakistani intelligence ISI that's funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Or is it that we're creating the best enemy? Money could buy. Professor Sutton has a book by that title we carry. And we have an interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemy Money Couldn't Buy, going into how we financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. After all, if we didn't have an enemy, how could you fight a war? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the truth. You need to get the information. You need to help us get out the information. And please pray for America. Pray for our leaders, our ministers. Pray for the other Christian ministries, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Beside her and guide her.
again, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosa Corey, and we're going to be talking about Agenda 21 and what's really going on in the world. Rosa, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Great to be here.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in working to try to expose what's going on?
Well, I unknowingly fell into what I call the snake pit of Agenda 21, sustainable development and humanitarianism, while I was fighting a huge redevelopment project here about 1 hour north of San Francisco. I had bought some property, some investment property in an area, and wasn't told, because it is not a disclosure issue, that this was an area that was declared blighted, a redevelopment area. And what I didn't know at the time is that redevelopment is a major funding source for Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is mandated and implemented as a land use program.
Well, could you explain to our listeners, if they don't know what Agenda 21, what is Agenda 21? And then we get back to, of course, your experience, but what is Agenda 21?
Oh, great. Well, Agenda 21 sounds like some kind of science fiction thing or something, but it was implemented or designed as a policy by the United Nations, and in 1992 it was adopted by 179 nations, including the United States. It was signed on to by George H.W. Bush, and President Clinton created the President's Council on Sustainable Development. So, Agenda 21 Sustainable Development basically says that the affluence of Americans is a major world problem that has to be corrected. And the way that it should be corrected, conceptually, is by lowering the standard of living of citizens in the United States, restricting their freedoms, restricting their energy use, their water use, their personal mobility, their transportation, their food production and production of anything that you might make in a factory, and our freedoms and liberties are restricted by Agenda 21.
And because that's really, I believe, why they simply cut off the water there in the Central Valley. We have to protect this three inch melt. No, they wanted to destroy the agricultural base of the Central Valley. They've done a great job. We've got 12.6% unemployment in California, direct result of this Agenda 21 policy of destroying our agricultural base, or a large part of it. So you go right ahead.
Well, it's absolutely right. And these things, you know, if you just stand back and you look at it, you say, well, this makes no sense. Why would they want to destroy the entire economy of the United States? Why would they want to restrict our food production and our ability to make a living, to create our lives? But when you think of this mandate from the United Nations, which was signed on to by the U.S., and is being implemented through state, federal, and local levels, and that's what I'd like to talk about, we realize that the actual the project is about restricting us and restricting our ability to be independent. It's creating more dependence in the United States and limiting value of our land and our lifestyle.
And basically, you know, you tell this to the average person, they look at you as if, well, you must be wearing an aluminum cap, you know, all the time. You know, who would believe anybody would really want to lower the standard of living in America? And yet the standard of living is going down. Unemployment is rising. Our manufacturing base is being effectively destroyed.
That's absolutely right. That's what we're seeing here, and we struggle with it And one of the ways of implementing Agenda 21, and this is not something that you and I are just making up. This is very easily documented by going to my website and, of course, yours and many others, including the United Nations. You can see that one of the ways that Agenda 21 is implemented locally is through redevelopment projects. And redevelopment projects, people don't recognize or realize that they're funded by our own money, by our property taxes. Our local property taxes go to, instead of paying for our police and fire, our parks, our roads, our pensions for our city officials, or to into our general fund, these funds are diverted into a redevelopment agency that has the power of eminent domain and can take your property against your will and give it to a private developer to develop smart growth.
All right, and so is this what happened as far as your property was concerned? Did they actually take your property or condemn it, or what happened?
No, what happened was my property was in the project area. It's an 1,100-acre project area, and I was elected to the project, the Citizens Advisory Committee, as an oversight person. And I was elected because I'm a commercial real estate appraiser with 30 years of experience in eminent domain valuation. I'm an expert in eminent domain valuation, and my specialty is in forensic valuation. I testify and work in litigation. So I was elected by the citizens to represent, want to be a business representative on this committee. And when I got onto the committee, I began to realize that actually the city had fraudulently created this project area and that they did not have a standing to do so. And eventually I ended up suing to stop the project along with my partner. We started a business association. We hired a law firm. We started we started a nonprofit so that we could get enough funds to sue, and we raised donations and pro bono by the law firm of $500,000, and we sued to stop this redevelopment project. We did lose at the Superior Court level, and then we took it up to the appellate level where we lost again. But we were able to stop eminent domain and stop this redevelopment project for 3 years. And during that time, the economy tanked, and we stopped all of the projects that they had planned to do.
Well, you know, maybe there's a good side to what's going on today. We don't have the money to work against us. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest is Rosa Corey, and she's telling about what happened in the redevelopment program in her area. Now, basically, this is all part of the Agenda 21 program, a matter of taking away property through eminent domain. And, of course, when Rosa was appointed, elected to by the people in this area to the redevelopment board, she saw what was going on. They eventually raised enough money to bring lawsuits against the community that was trying to develop this and take away people's property. You know, Sydney, they take away your property, they give it to one of their friends who's a developer, and he makes a lot of money on these redevelopment projects. Some people just come out just smelling like roses. Well, they lost the case, and then they took it to a higher court, and they lost the case there, but they delayed the whole thing for 3 years. And then, of course, fortunately, the economy tanked, and they ran out of money to do that. And, of course, now we hear that Governor Brown is going to take all the money away from these redevelopment projects and strip it from the redevelopment projects, and whether he's going to give it to the communities, what he's going to do with it. But he's really going to put a stop to a lot of this, because it's being used to pursue a different agenda, an agenda most people don't even understand. It's called Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. Go right ahead, Rosa.
Well, that was a great summation, and definitely if you stop redevelopment, it's at the evil heart of much of what Agenda 21 is, of what the land use and local funding plan is, redevelopment for Agenda 21. And if you drive a stake through redevelopment, you're going to strike a huge blow against Agenda 21. And that's what we want to do. We want to stop Agenda 21 locally, where we can recognize it, where we can see who is pushing it on the community, where we go to these visioning meetings and we're being told that we can imagine whatever it is that we want to imagine in our center cities, and those properties and projects and property owners who have businesses there now will just be swept away by redevelopment, and they can impose anything that they want there with their favorite developers. And if Jerry Brown is able to stop the huge and powerful redevelopment lobby in California, that will be an incredible blow against Agenda 21.
Well, it's going to be very interesting. See what's going to happen this next year or two. I think we're going to be living through cataclysmic changes in the structure of our society, for better or for worse. But anyway, under any circumstances, I think that the ready availability of funds has allowed, of course, these redevelopment projects to go in. And, of course, many times in San Diego, for instance, they want to build take $1 billion and build a football stadium for a multi-billion-dollar football team owner. But if it's a good deal, why doesn't he build it then if himself? Well, why should he build it when he can get it redevelopment money? And this is the sort of the way the system really works. And their favorite people, who so they'll do all, you know, if you pay the right people off. And I hate to say it, but we have a corrupt society. And they always, in the name of, oh, my goodness, we want to make a better society for everybody. But it's amazing how many people make a great deal of money helping the common people.
Mm-hmm. It's true. That's what they say anyway. But this is a nationwide issue. I guarantee you that there isn't a city in this nation, not a county in this nation, that doesn't have a redevelopment area. And as we all recall, in 2005, the Kelo decision, the Supreme Court decision, was determined that cities didn't even have to bother to find blight, that they could actually take your property and give it or sell it for a pittance to another company, a development firm that had a vision, an idea of what to do on your property that would make more money for the city than whatever it was that you were doing there. And this is Agenda 21. This is smart growth. People know it by the name of sustainable development, smart growth, high density urban development. This is the way that they are funding these high condos, these high multi-story condos with ground floor residential. This is the plan, see, to move us into the inner cities and off of our rural lands and out of the communities that we have created into these sort of Disneylandia areas that where we can be watched and monitored and controlled.
I couldn't have said that better, and people, ladies, have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, these are called sustainable communities. They're high-rise apartment buildings, and, of course, then you can work on the first floor. Your business can be on the first floor. You can shop, on the street level, and then you won't have to have a car. So you won't have to have usually they build these next to a rail line so that you can use rail traffic, and then, of course, there are going to be bicycle racks there, and you'll be able to have access to bicycles, and there's not going to be any garages, so you can't have a car. But won't it be wonderful? Because then you can go walking, and you go bicycling, and because there is an elite that really thinks this is the way we should live. And they have so many other programs having to do with our use of water. We use too much water. We're running out of water. We use too much electricity. We're running out of electricity. They want to regulate every aspect of our lives. And as you got into this, if you were like most people, when you first found out about it, it's almost like Disneyland. I mean, this couldn't really be real.
Well, because I am a commercial appraiser and because I do litigation work, I knew that there was a planning revolution going on. And I appraised property in all 9 counties of the San Francisco Bay Area. And everywhere I went, the same thing was happening. Only certain developers were able to build anything. Only certain building types were being built. Suddenly, it was very difficult to say what anyone could be doing with their property that they owned, that had been zoned, that they purchased with the expectation that they could develop it. And suddenly, they were restricted in what they could do. There were land use plans. There were regulations. There were corridors. There were conservation easements. There were all sorts of restrictions on water and development use. And suddenly, you find that people's property has, you know, when you have the expectation that you can do something with a property, you can get a loan on it. You can put a business on it. But suddenly, if you're under redevelopment and you're being told that the redevelopment agency has the power of eminent domain over your property for 12 years and can take you and give your building to another person, you cannot plan. You can't get a loan. You can't have an expectation of what you can do. And this is an Agenda 21 social engineering plan. This is visioning. People are being manipulated. They are being used. There's a way that they're doing it through the Delphi technique, where they actually manufacture consensus, and they take people and they manufacture consensus, and they make you think that this is a plan that you have come up with for your own community, and in fact, it is being imposed upon you from beyond your community.
And I'm sure you've been to these meetings. They call them, visioning meetings, but there's a facilitator there. He is brought in specifically to convince you of something you don't want to believe. And they actually train these facilitators how you do mass psychology, and they have people planted in the audience to go along with that. And the one thing, of course, they fear is there's somebody there who understands what's going on and will object. Well, we're not going to take a vote. We're just going to break up into little groups. We're going to talk about this. And we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to take all of your ideas, and then we're going to come up with a consensus, and that will be the official policy. But this is all designed to come up with a preconceived decision. They're not interested in what you think, although they pretend to be. I'm sure you've been to these meetings.
They're
so carefully staged, and the average person going doesn't understand that his mind is being conditioned.
Well, you get a sense of it because they never allow dissent. And so you get that feeling. You have that uneasy feeling that maybe you're the only one in the room that doesn't like the plan. And this was developed, this consensus building or the Delphi technique was developed by the Rand Corporation in the 1960s. And they used it in the 1970s and 80s to get people to accept the concept of general plans. And I could go into that. It's all on my website. I'd love for people to take a look at. I have two websites.
Well, why don't you go ahead and put the place out, and we'll give you a chance in the second half hour.
Okay,
go
great.
Go ahead, but you get your website out right now.
Okay, I have two websites. One is a local, on-the-ground, boots-on-the-ground group, and that is it's www.SantaRosaNeighborhoodCoalition.com. And the other one is the national group talking about Agenda 21, and that is Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com.
And I think it's very important. One more time, why don't you repeat that, because it's hard for people to get it down the first time. One more time, both of your websites, please.
Okay, great. The Boots on the Ground website is Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition.com. And the site, I'm getting thousands of hits from all over the world on the Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com.
And I think more and more people are learning about Agenda 21 because, of course, of your efforts and my good friend Michael Shaw and other people who are talking about this today. And it is a worldwide movement. It's not simply an American movement. It's a worldwide movement. It is a United Nations policy. We actually provide people with the UN Agenda 21 policy. Actually, of course, the original Agenda 21 was pioneered right where I live in Santa Cruz. And this is, we call it the People's Republic. And, of course, they did a lot of experiments. They did the initial trial balloon on Medicare and Medicaid right here in our community because we're sort of isolated. And then, of course, they did the trial balloon on Agenda 21. We even have the Santa Cruz Agenda 21, which came out before the UN Agenda 21. And they're fascinating. As you begin to understand, they want to get you out of your car. What's all this about? About electric cars now and green energy and mm-hmm. it costs three times as much. What's this all about? Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly need to get the Agenda 21. You'll find it's all part of the plan. We'll be right back, and give us a call if you have a question. Well, you go right ahead, Rose, and I'm sure you're well aware of how this ties into everything that's...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
We were living in huts. That wouldn't really have been, and eating gruel, that would not make them happy. They want to lower the living standards, and you say, well, who in their right mind would want to do that sort of thing? It doesn't make any sense. And my comment is always, well, of course, but you have to understand, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. These people have a different view of the world. They believe there are too many people. They hate civilization. They think we'd be far better off if we were back where we were when the deer and the antelope roamed the ranges and before the wicked white man came. And you say, who would want to do that? Well, there are people in positions of power, and I believe this is a subversive element. They want to destroy this nation, and they're doing an excellent job of it. And the average individual doesn't understand that Agenda 21 is the master plan that is being implemented. It was never voted upon by members of Congress. But it doesn't matter what our elected representatives want. They're really irrelevant. Certainly George Herbert Walker Bush went right along with us there at the Second Earth Summit meeting in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. Bill Clinton picked it up. But George W. Bush is certainly enforcing it. Barack Obama is enforcing it. And Agenda 21 is the agenda for America. It's all this talk about green energy. It's all the talk about, you know, getting your car. And then, of course, you're going to be able to charge it from midnight to 6 o'clock in the morning. Because that's when the electricity is going to be cheaper. Because if you use the electricity during the major part of the day, it'll just cost you 3 or 4 times as much. But then, of course, you're not going to be able to go very far in your electric car. And once you get in a sustainable community, you won't even need a car because there won't be any garages. Mm-hmm. And they really have these. They've got these sustainable communities over in San Jose. They have the plans to take about a third or a quarter of the city of San Jose and turn it into sustainable communities. The average individual over there doesn't understand, but the elected leaders do, and they're part of the whole program. Mm-hmm. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I'm sure you're well aware of what they're up to, aren't you, Rosa?
Oh, I sure am. And you know, it's a great thing that you mentioned electricity, because those smart meters can be shut off remotely, just like a lot of your vehicles. I think there are about 30 different models of different vehicles that can actually be shut off, and this is for your own good, just in case someone steals it, right? But it can be shut off from Sacramento. And so can your smart meter can be shut off remotely, and you can't turn that back on. So now, you know, for people who think that, you know, I sound a little crazy, and I'll tell you, sometimes I wish that I was. I wish that I was making this up.
I wish you were, too, but it's really the reality of what's really going on. Such a pleasure.
It's terrible, you know. You just say, darn it, why is this really happening? And it sure is. And I just want to say, you know, I did mention that I am a forensic appraiser. I testify, and if I can't prove it, I don't say it. So everything I'm talking about, I have the proof for, and it's easily found. This information is well out there. And the people who are implementing it are your school board, your neighborhood association, your town council. Here in Sonoma County, Valerie Brown, who is the chairwoman of the Board of Supervisors here in Sonoma County, is, guess what, on the national board of ICLEI, which is the International Council of Local Environmental Initiatives, which is the local implementation arm across the nation. They actually, and across actually the world, they are an international group that designs land use plans for different municipalities. And Valerie Brown is the chair of our Board of Supervisors and also on the National Board. Now, she's fighting. You brought up Jerry Brown, our new governor, who wants to stop redevelopment and reapportion those funds. Valerie Brown is fighting him on that. Now, she should be jumping up and down with joy, because a lot of that money will go to counties. It'll be taken away from cities and go to counties where it should go. But she's against it because she's on the National Board of ICLEI. Who is she serving? Is she serving the people of the county, or is she serving someone else?
And I think this is what people have to understand. This is a subversive movement. Basically, the communities sign a contract with this international organization. That's against the basic tenets of the Constitution. But the average individual in a community, even many people on the Board of Supervisors or city councils, really don't understand what it's all about. It sounds so warm and fuzzy and helping and coordinating local environmental initiatives. And who could be against the clean air, and who could be against a better world? But this is really, the name of the game is control, ladies and gentlemen. This is a subversive movement. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Rosa Corey, and she's up in the Santa Rosa area, and she is up there trying to get people to understand what Agenda 21 is, how this fits into redevelopment, what this whole idea of smart motors, smart meters, and smart grids, and smart appliances, and certainly what this whole idea of sustainable communities is all about. And certainly she really has an excellent grasp of this. This program was actually introduced. It was designed, actually, when Prince Charles brought his yacht, the Britannia, over to the Atlantic coast of Brazil, and he got a number of his friends there, people like Al Gore and the business and financial leaders of the world, and they hammered out a program that was to be carried out at the Second Earth Summit at Rio de Janeiro in 1992. And these ideas of sustainable development and, of course, many of these ideas were carried over from the Club of Rome, which had been writing about that and starting back in 1971 with their book they published, The Limits of Growth, and they had the First Earth Summit in 1972 and the Second Earth Summit in 1992 and the Third Earth Summit in 2002. And of course, you're not hearing about about this unless you're one of the insiders. But Prince Charles and certainly some of the royalty of Europe are intimately involved in this, as are some of the most powerful men in the world, and of course our presidents go right along with it. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Rosa, why give us a call, because she certainly has an excellent understanding of what's going on. And Rosa, before we go on, before we get to Ruby, who's calling us from Live Oak, well, I'd like you to go ahead and get your website out one more time, and maybe you could tell us what communitarianism, because you mentioned that, and I don't think the average person has any idea what communitarianism is.
Great. It's my pleasure, and I will give you my website. First, I'm going to tell you, though, that I am a left-identified person, so just in case you think that maybe only people who know about this might be, you know, more focused on the other end of the spectrum. I've been a Democrat my entire registered voting life. I'm a feminist, pro-choice, I'm a lesbian, and I'm anti-war. So there's hope for the progressives because if you open your eyes and you take a look around, you're going to see it. And I can help you with that. Take a look at my websites. One of them is www.SantaRosaNeighborhoodCoalition.com. And that's the boots on the ground group that's going to show you how you can do this in your own community. And the other one is the international website, and that is www.democratsagainstunagenda21.com.
Well, Rosa, basically this is an issue that has nothing to do with partisan politics. It has to do with an idea of saving America and the values that we hold to be true.
Mm-hmm, and that's right.
And we have to certainly, you have to work with us and we have to work with you because we need people who are aware, and you are sort of one of the most articulate people I could say that I've come across who really can express this so well, and I really appreciate your willingness to come on with us.
Now, well, that's great, and I do want to say that since you asked me about communitarianism, I think it's very important that people know that there is a name for all of this. There's a name for this point of view, and it is communitarianism, and it's an actual thing. It's it's not like I just made this term up. It's out there. You can look at the internet and find it everywhere. It's a philosophy that says that the individual's rights need to be subsumed or balanced or made subordinate to the rights of the community. Now you ask yourself, what are the rights of the community? We are Americans. Our Bill of Rights and our Constitution guarantee us rights, inalienable, unalienable rights as Americans, as human beings. And the rights of the community are not delineated, but communitarians say that the society at large, the entire global society, has rights that are superior to and more important than any individual rights. And it makes sense when you think about communitarianism because the United Nations, most of those nations are not democratic nations. Their concerns for individual rights are not the same as ours as Americans. And so we must fight communitarianism, and we have to open our eyes. We can do it. We can resist social engineering.
And that's what it's really all about. It's about a group of people who want to control you because they feel that they know what's best.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ruby, who's calling from Live Oak. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Hi, Ruby. How are you doing? Do you have a question for our guest?
Website's out again.
Oh, you want the website again? Go ahead.
No, I got them. I wrote them down. I'm going to ask you to get them out again. I just wanted to comment that this community that she was describing, it sounds like something right out of Soylent Green.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds very much like downtown the Laurel Street there in Santa Cruz, are basically back there to buy the railway tracks where they have the multi-story buildings. And basically, they want to buy this railway, which is a money-losing proposition. They spent $250,000 to figure out how they would make it payable, and they decided they were going to haul freight a distance of 7 miles. And by hauling freight 7 miles, they were going to maybe be able to make enough money to pay for this. And they actually presented this to the Board of Supervisors and the people with a straight face. Of course, why, we're going to haul freight capitalism, and we're going to make enough money to pay for this rail line, but this is already about alternative means of communication, of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Very carefully designed, and no, but since the local radio station, certainly I shouldn't say the local radio station, the local newspaper goes along with it. Fortunately, the major radio station here, KSCO, is doing a good job of getting the truth out. There's a growing awareness. And when this whole thing falls flat and we go into receivership, maybe there'll be some sanity returned to our community. But do you have a question for our guest?
This is really bizarre. I mean, I started noticing this stuff years and years ago, and I'm thinking, what in the world is going on here? Driving up and down the state several times, because I moved to Reading for a while, I started noticing these little shopping centers popping up all over the place in these little communities and things, and I just had this feeling I probably shouldn't say this on the air, with this Century 21 real estate thing. I got to thinking, there's something they're trying to push for the 21st century, and I had this weird feeling that maybe a lot of the money that's being used for this is money that's being laundered from the drug cartels.
No, I don't think so. It's coming. Money's coming from the big drug, from the big oil. Big oil is financing a lot of this. They tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. A lot of it's coming from the tax-exempt foundations. Mm-hmm. Major corporations are behind this. They're all in on it. Because
that's
of this,
right.
They all tie in together into
that's
the
right.
banking industry. Go right ahead there,
you know,
Rosa.
That's a great point, because, you know, when you think about it, what does happen with these redevelopment areas is you have your small mom-and-pop businesses that are wiped off the map and replaced by corporate businesses. These are large chains. That's what mm-hmm. comes in. In fact, if you're considered blighted, your area is considered blighted if it has too many local businesses. So mm-hmm. what's happening is that money you are spending on your own property taxes goes for 30 years to pay off this bond debt. Redevelopment agencies are the only government agency that can float a bond without a vote. And you will be paying for that bond for the next 30 to 45 years. And that money is being taken away from your general fund. It's being taken away from your counties, from your schools. That's why your governor wants that money back, because it's being taken away from your schools. And instead, it's being given to who? It's being given to corporate America, who wants that money to build a parking garage, as we saw here in Santa Rosa, a $30 million parking garage that they wanted from the redevelopment agency in order to attract a Nordstrom to their aging shopping mall. This is what you get when you get redevelopment, and this mm-hmm. is what it is. It is Agenda 21 in a smart green cloak. Never trust anything called smart. If you don't report it, what are you, dumb? So these things are not smart. They are the way to undermine and destroy your community.
Amen to that. Very well said. Anything else, Ruby?
No, that is just something that's puzzled me for a long time, because I know that there's probably nobody in the world that's got more money than the drug companies.
Oh, they do, but it's certainly the pharmaceutical companies tie into this mm-hmm. whole, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And
that's what I mean.
All the pharmaceutical, the oil, the banking, they're all in on the scam, but they can't let the American people know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's all about control.
All about control, right?
Okay, thanks a whole lot.
God bless. Thanks very much, Ruby. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have with us Rosa Corey, who certainly articulates what's going on so very well. How did you learn about this, Rosa? I mean, certainly you have a tremendous depth of knowledge, much more so than most of the people who have come across and come to understand this. Did you do this by reading their websites, or did you go to some specific source to get the information? Because you have a tremendous grasp and understanding.
Well, you know, this is what I do for a living. I'm a researcher, I'm a forensic appraiser, and I testify. I have to know everything about property and land use plans when I'm doing evaluation, because I might have to explain it to a jury or be able to defend it in a court situation. So what I'm doing is getting all the information that I can possibly get. This is what I do for a living, is find everything out that I can about whatever it is I'm working on. And as soon as I got into the redevelopment thing, I knew there was a planning revolution, but redevelopment, hey, it's funny. I thought I was going to get elected to that board and be working with the city to tell the citizens all about eminent domain. I thought I was going to be on the side of the city. I had no idea I was going to end up fighting the city tooth and nail and suing them and raising $500,000 and spending years of my life fighting this out. But you know what? There's nothing more important than this. This is our liberty, and our private property rights are the foundation of our freedom in this country. And this is how I know about it, because I'm into private property.
And I think that's so well said. And people have to understand that without the right of private property, there is no freedom. This, the whole idea of America was built upon life, liberty, and property. And if you read the Constitution, you will find that that phrase is used on two occasions in the Constitution. And basically, the idea came from John Locke, who was writing in the 1600s about these ideas that man had a right to be free to life, liberty, and property. In fact, that was to be actually in the Declaration of Independence. When Thomas Jefferson wrote the original version, it was life, liberty, and property. But, you know, there was a committee, and the committee always has to do something. They changed property to pursuit of happiness. However, when they wrote the Constitution, they went back to the original Lockonian view, life, liberty, and property. And the whole idea of Agenda 21 is to take away our property rights, to take away our freedom. Because there are wise people out there who know far better what's best for us common people. And what they really want to do is, as Rosa said so well, they want to lower our living standards. Now, actually, if you actually evaluate things, living standards are going down. And certainly in this next year or so, as the prices go up, as our wages stay the same, you're not going to be able to have the purchasing power that you've had in the past. You're not going to be able to get gasoline is going up to $5, probably $6 or $7 a gallon. You're going to be restricted in what you can do with your car. And if you get yourself an electric car, you may find the price of electricity is going up, because basically, of course, they're going to have to put in all sorts of grids to get the electricity from the wind farms and from the solar farms to the regular grid. They're talking about, I mean, tens of billions of dollars, and who's going to put it up? Why, you are, of course. And then of course, the wind power and solar power costs about 2 to 3 times what of course, energy produced by coal or natural gas plants do. Only a fraction, of course, what the price of hydroelectric power is, but then we're tearing out the dams, and what nuclear power is, but then we're not allowed to have nuclear power. So when you understand they're intensely raising the price of electricity so that we will not use it, so we can drive energy-dependent factories out of this country, and then, of course, get the American people to use less electricity. And as Rosa said, if we were living in huts, they still wouldn't be happy.
It's true. You know, this is a whole life plan, and it involves the educational system, the energy market, the transportation system, the governmental system, the healthcare system, food production, and the whole idea is about restricting your choices and narrowing your freedoms. And, you know, talk about not being able to use your vehicle or, you know, turn on your lights. The roads in Sonoma County are not going to be paved anymore. They're talking about only paving 150 of the 1,300 miles of roads in Sonoma County, and only 150 miles will be paved. That means those people out in those rural areas will not be able to get to their properties. And what is this about? It's about moving people off of those lands into the cities, into those high-density buildings where you don't need much money, do you? You have lost your ability to earn because there are no factories. We don't produce anything. We can't do anything here anymore. And then you're going to be moved into a tiny condo where there's a condo homeowners association that's going to watch your every move. And when you walk out your door, you're going to get onto that train and only go where that train goes. And I'll tell you who else has redevelopment. China has redevelopment. And if you don't like it, they come and kidnap you and take you out of your property and demo your house when you're not home. But here in this country, we have eminent domain, so we have to pay you. But we take you out of your property, too, for redevelopment. And that is not for a public use like a road. That's for another private developer to take your property and build something on it that might make your community a little bit more money. This is communitarianism, the idea that the individual does not matter, that it's only the community, the global community, that matters.
And after the Kelso decision, they actually tried to get a state initiative through to say that the redevelopment couldn't come and take your property, and the people didn't have any grasp over this was, and they voted it down. Somebody put out an awful lot of time and effort to try to protect our property rights. But, of course, they're very, very powerful forces on the other side who do not believe in the right of private property. They really feel that everything belongs to the state and we must be controlled from the cradle to the grave. Well, that's very reminiscent of what we would see in China or in Russia or in Cuba today. Little wonder, of course, that David Rockefeller's daughter keeps going down to visit Fidel Castro, at least according to David in his book Memoirs, available from Radio Liberty. I wonder what David Rockefeller's daughter and Fidel Castro talk about on their frequent meetings. Our telephone number, well, our guest is Rosa Corey. We'll be right back. Rosa, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up our program for us.
Wow. Well, gee, I'd like to have about 3 million minutes. This is such a huge issue.
Well,
and
we will.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Report that came out of the Second Earth Charter, and then, of course, we have Agenda 21. That's separate. You can get that. It's put up, published by the United Nations. The plan is there. They just don't want the public to realize what is going on until, of course, they've lost their property rights and lost their freedom. And, of course, our living standards have been destroyed, and I'm sorry, factories are offshore. Basically, we've already, within the last 11 years, lost 42,000 businesses. Most of our major industrial base has moved offshore. We've lost about 8 million jobs offshoring, and then, of course, since the beginning of the economic contraction, we've lost another 8 million jobs. This is not imaginary, it's real. Here in California, the unemployment rate, they'll admit to, is 12.5%. It's much higher than that. That's the U2 unemployment, U6 unemployment, which is, of course, unemployment where, of course, people have had to take two or three jobs. They're underemployed. They're not getting much in the way of a salary, or they've simply given up work. You know, suddenly, nationwide, U6 unemployment, and you can check this out on the Internet, is well over, of course, 16.5%. And if you take out the birth-death ratio, it's over 22%. We're in real trouble in America. And, of course, the jobs are not coming back. Certainly, we're not going to regain our freedom unless you are involved and you help us expose this subversive movement. And it is a subversive movement, and it's being financed by the Brotherhood of Darkness. First of all, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through three times to understand what's going on. Secondly, you need to get my Sustainable Development Syllabus, my talk, DVD, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, and, of course, our four-tape set on sustainable development. Then you need to understand population control. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world, and they're in the process of doing it today. And, of course, you need, of course, to get our population control agenda monograph. It's up on the Internet, or you can get it off our website, Population Control Agenda Monograph. Now, we know so much more. We wrote it 10 years ago, but it's still one of the best things that's out there. Brief, concise, to the point, Population Control Agenda Monograph. And then our telephone number is, of course, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand the spiritual component of what's going on? Well, I gave a talk at the last conference. It's called The Dark Secret. It goes into the fact that we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. You can get that talk, The Dark Secret, on CD, or you can get all of the talks at our last conference at the Radio Liberty Conference. They're available simply by, there are five of them, and they're excellent. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we'd like to ask you to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best CDs or tapes of the month and get our monthly newsletter. We'd also like, of course, to have you get a new DVD we have. It's called The Watchers, put out by our friend Lynn Marzulli. It goes into the UFOs. What are they? It goes into the cattle mutilations. It goes into what are these implants that have been put in people who've been abducted by aliens. I mean, does that sort of thing really go on in the world today? Do they leave physical evidence? And what happens when you look at the metal and the implants? What is it? all there in The Watchers, an excellent DVD. We, of course, we have Sydney, A Police State 4 by Sydney, by Alex Jones. We have all of Alex's DVDs. We think they're well worthwhile getting. You need to get my talk on the planned police state. That's the planned police state. And get our the syllabus that goes with that. And then we ask you, of course, to remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us right at the top of the hour. You are at the right place today. My name is Joyce Riley. I will be here for 3 hours with you today, helping you to work through all of this mess. What is going on with the birds, with John Wheeler, and now, if you haven't heard, mobile guard towers in Walmart.